Missed out on breakfast? Fret not. It's never too late to grab a bite.
Here's a question to get you thinking, Ahmad. When did you set up your first email account?
Oh my God.
Was it like 20 years ago? Mine was over 20 years ago.
Something like that. It was a Hotmail account.
Mine was also a Hotmail account, and it was something dumb like Red Paper Hearts at Hotmail or something like
mine
that.
Mine is rocco700@hotmail.com.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to email you there.
I don't remember my password, so good luck with that.
So how often do you use email then?
Well, I still check my email every day, my work email at least. And I get email confirmations for like hotel bookings on my on my personal email or when I'm booking a flight, for instance. So fairly regularly. I mean, I check it every day, but I get a lot of spam, a lot of like promotional emails.
How do you choose to keep in touch with someone? Do you text them? Do you call them? Or like, what do you do?
I like calls, but given how busy I am and how early I sleep now, I only take necessary calls or I make necessary calls. So WhatsApp is like the main mode of communication.
Yeah.
But I do like a call if I need to clarify something.
Okay, well, we know that we're all big texters now. Most of us choose WhatsApp, in Singapore at least, not just our friends and family who we WhatsApp, but also our coworkers to get the quickest response. So email hit its 53rd birthday this year. And a recent opinion piece posted on the Business Times kind of got me thinking about this. It was titled, Gmail, Sorry, I'm Leaving You. And it talked about how millennials and Gen Zers have moved email to the endangered species list.
What?
Yeah, so people complain it's filled with junk, like you said. It is no longer the lifeblood of communication. Now, do you agree?
Well, for certain segments of the population, perhaps that is true. The Gen Zs, I can't speak for them because I'm not a Gen Z myself. But I can understand where they're coming from. The fact that Gmail doesn't have any limit to the capacity that you can have on your email is also another problem, right?
Yes, true.
I think that's where probably they need to reinvent the wheel a bit.
Yeah, so let's find out some pros and cons of email that I want to get through today. Let's start with the cons, okay? So business needs are changing, especially as employers work to provide a stronger culture for remote and hybrid teams. So collaboration platforms like Slack, I've used that before, and internal chat platforms have become quick and easy solutions to kind of have all of your chats in one place to keep the conversation going at work. So more platforms for us to use. Another con to talk about, have you ever regretted sending an email? You know, maybe you made an error or you said something you didn't mean. Ever wanted to unsend an email?
I'm sure I have. Just right now, I cannot think of an example, but I'm sure amongst the hundreds or perhaps even 1,000 emails I've sent,
According to a survey in the US, 88% of people say they've regretted the contents of at least a work email right after hitting send. 28% even believe that an email they've sent directly hurt their careers. Just about 1 in 5 Gen Z office workers between 18 and 24 years old say they very often regret the emails they send. Now, I think that we have about 60 seconds to unsend it if you set it up that way. But sometimes that's just not enough time. Like, you know, with other messaging apps now, like WhatsApp, you can unsend or edit your message, which means less regret.
But there's also a time limit to that, by the way.
Oh, there is.
To WhatsApp, yes. I don't think you can unsend a message that has been sent after like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I've tried and I was unsuccessful. So.
All right, well, I'll look into this. But with a somewhat rigid structure of email, that can come in handy too, actually, because you can use emails to keep records if you need to maybe show your tracks, proof that you did something, or you just want something in writing that can't be edited after the fact, then email is still a good, reliable, and cheap way to do that. And email also remains a good low-risk way to reach out to someone unfamiliar. So, you know, I'm happy to give my email address out to people that I don't really know, but my personal or even work number, I wouldn't want to do that
hesitate,
right off the bat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand.
If you had to guess how many emails are sent and received a day.
Globally?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, millions.
361 billion emails.
Still.
A day worldwide this year, yes. So probably nothing will ever fully replace email. It is a free, low bandwidth option that nearly everyone is familiar with, and it seems destined to live a long life. But maybe take some time to clear your inbox today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.